It's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire, First National Bank, and the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. We welcome in Mark Kalnan of Eastern Maine Sports. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Rich. How's it going today?
Outstanding, thank you. How are you?
Good. Heading to a football game, and it's a beautiful night, so why not?
Yeah, and are you off to the Foxcroft game?
Yeah, the Ponies and Oak Hill Raiders going at it tonight. It's actually a regular season finale. Every class is up A and D are in the playoff round, but they're in the last week of the regular season.
Well, that should be a pretty good game tonight. Foxcroft looking for their 7th win of the season. They've had a heck of a year, and I would think have to be one of the favorites as we head to postseason.
Oh, definitely. They're win tonight. They clinched a top seed going in, which means the next 2 games will be home. And if they got to the state championship game, that would be in Bangor. But they would get that home field advantage, which is quite a big home field advantage there at Oaks Field and Foxcroft. But yeah, they're playing well. They kind of struggled a little bit with one loss with a one loss early in the year, but that was only by 1 point. And they really stepped up, a big win last week against Freeport.
Big game for MCI tonight. They're 3-5, taking on 5-3 Oceanside. How do you see that one going?
Well, Oceanside is definitely the favorite here. But if you go look at our picks on EastMainSports.com, you'll see that 20 people picked Oceanside. One person picked MCI. I was the one person picked MCI. But so I'm going against the grain there. But I think I just think this is where they come alive. I mean, talent-wise, Oceanside might have a little bit of advantage, but I do see a very competitive game.
Also, a big one between neighboring towns as Herman takes on Hamden.
Yeah, Herman's a 2-seed. They're definitely the favorite here, but Hamden's been a good story. They got a couple good wins. They're definitely going to be a little bit on demand in this game, but we'll see what happens. But definitely a step in the right direction. Right direction for that program. Herman, they lost the number one spot with a loss last week against Madonic Valley. But they're in good shape going in. I think Class C is wide open in the north.
Tough matchup for the Brewer Witches tonight as they take on 6-2 Skowhegan.
Yeah, definitely a tough matchup there. Skowhegan, they fell to a couple tough teams. But there's, as you said, 6-2. It's going to be a really tough matchup for Brewer down there in Skowhegan City.
Well, I was looking at the Class B North matchups, and I thought it was back in the old Pine Tree Conference days. Coney and Mount Blue doing battle. I love it.
Yeah. Good little, matchup there. Actually, we'll see. Coney's definitely the favorite. But, yeah, you're right. It's kind of old school there.
Bangor Rams got their first win a couple of weeks ago, but a very, very tough task as they travel south to take on Bonnie Eagle.
Actually, I think that's in Bangor.
Oh, it's in Bangor. Okay.
I think so. Tonight, yeah. I kind of don't get it right in front of me, but I do think that's in Bangor. But either way, it doesn't matter if it's in Standish or Bangor. That's a tough matchup for the Rams tonight. As you said, Bonnie Eagle, they're looking to go in strong. Bangor has shown improvement as the season has gone on, so we'll see what happens there.
Well, a couple of very interesting matchups in the 8-man ranks. MDI Camden looks like it could be a pretty good game.
It certainly could. MDI, Camden Hill's been playing better as the season goes on. They upset Waterville last week, so MDI definitely can't overlook them, but MDI going in strong in the playoffs is tough season.
And maybe the best game of the weekend in the 8-man ranks, Stearns and Matanuck. That's a battle.
That is a battle. 2-3. Stearns, are the 2-seed, so they get the home game, but Matanuck can put up a lot of points, too. Another one in 8-man, even though it's a 1-5 matchup, Dexter and Orno, a game we have tomorrow afternoon. It was 38-34 the first game, so that could be another battle. And Will Francis, Orno, coming off a game where he got 7 touchdowns in a game against Bucksport last week. So, that's going to be quite a matchup. Individually, you got Will Francis from Orno and Bryce Connor from Dexter. It's a game that, people can get out to see. Great. If not, we do have it for you on our YouTube channel. It should be very exciting there tomorrow afternoon.
Absolutely. Some terrific football games on tap. Field hockey ranks. We're on, I think, in most cases now, we've moved to the semifinals. Any big surprises so far?
No. Field hockey is in the semifinals. No real surprises. Everybody's held their own. Foxcroft and Darago could be a very interesting game tomorrow. Foxcroft's a 5-seed. They're playing their best right now, so that could be a good one in Class C. Is Dexter and MCI. They split during the regular season, had two one-goal games. That game's going to be played at Messalovsky, a kind of a neutral field because of the field conditions in Dexter. So that could be interesting. Lawrence is a favorite in Class B, and Skowhegan's favorite in Class A.
And what about in, let's start with boys soccer. What's coming up? What can we look forward to?
I'm sorry. I'll be there for a second. You say boys soccer?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What we look forward to is, MCI is knocked off an undefeated Bucksport team yesterday, and now they get to go up against another tough one, Washington Academy, tomorrow. So that's going to be interesting. MDI Prescott is actually playing the last quarterfinal game this afternoon in MDI. So MCI played well. They got 4.5 goals yesterday, and very interested in seeing how they do. But Washington Academy is loaded for talent.
And how about on the girls' soccer?
I just want to point out something girls' soccer that I don't think I've ever seen this in any sport where in Class C girls. You got number one, two, and three. So you got Bucksport, MCI, and Holton, all undefeated in the semifinal round. I don't know if I've seen that in one class ever. Because usually you don't get that opportunity because they usually play against each other.
Right.
So very, very interested to see how that goes. I think a lot of people picking MCI Bucksport regional final, but Holton's undefeated too, and they got a lot to say about it. And Fort Kent. Even though they're not undefeated, they're going to give everybody, they play Bucksport tomorrow. That's not going to be an easy game for Bucksport either. So Class C girls is very interesting going forward.
Well, it's a fun time of year. Enjoy it all. Hope you have a great game tonight, Mark, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
That's Mark Cannon, Eastern Maine Sports. With our high school report, it's brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with a full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road, 358 State Street in Bangor. Buy the first, dream first, because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. And by Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.